Good morning and welcome to Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers. Well, this morning we're going to kind of have a hodgepodge of things. I guess it's things that I think you ought to try to be remembering. I went through some things this morning and thought, people aren't doing that like they should. Maybe I should remind them of that. So that's kind of what the morning is. First thing we're going to talk about is fleas. Well, the fleas are here, believe me. Had a lady in yesterday who had flea bites on her arms and legs because they got into her house. We need to protect our pets so they don't bring them into our houses. Now's the time. Time to come by your front line. We still have, of course, buy three, get one free. That makes your net cost about $11. And I don't think that you can find that price for true frontline anywhere that is better than that. Keeping your animals on leashes and in carriers in the office. We just about had a disaster again last week. Both people had their dogs on leashes. Two things happened. One had a flexi leash, which they didn't lock up, so the dog that was on a 4-foot leash all at once was on a 12-foot leash. The other dog was big and didn't quite outweigh the owner, but was close. And he decided he wanted to go see this little dog. And scares the devil out of me every time I see a big dog and a little dog get together. Happened at my house. One of our grand dogs came to visit the other one, and we had 130 pounds versus 12 pounds, and came out okay because they were both under good control. Carriers and cats. We need to have all of our cats in carriers. If you don't have a carrier, come in. We'll loan you one. You can get it out from the car and back out again. Again, the problem isn't that your cat doesn't like dogs or your dog doesn't like cats. It's that they do like them. The dog runs over to see the cat because he has a cat at home. Well, the cat that he goes over to see isn't necessarily one that has a dog at home to come see him. So all at once, we've got a cat that's scared to death because a dog weighing 60, 70 pounds is coming over to this 12-pound cat. So cats in carriers, dogs on leashes, 4-foot leashes, and hopefully you outweigh your dog. If not, probably you need to get into an obedience class where your dog minds you. Obedience classes are really hard to come by right now. If you need help, let me know. We'll try to get you in touch with someone who can do some private training for you. Something's going on at Iowa Western where I think the only classes that were put on this year were at Council Bluffs. And those were, I believe, having to do with one of the pet shops over there. The other thing that I'm seeing, and I'm seeing it every day, is obesity. Oh, I forgot to pick up a thing at home this morning before I came. I have a chart at home that I'm going to laminate and put on the wall. And what it basically shows is the heavier your dog is, the shorter he's going to live. And this is serious. I can't stress this enough. Obese dogs and obese cats are not going to live as long as ones that are in the proper form of nutrition. As you know, if you come to me, that we are body condition scoring all of our dogs and cats nowadays. Scores of 1, 2, and 3 means your animal is skinny. 4, 5, and 6, pretty normal. 7, 8, and 9 is the obese group. And that obese group is growing every year. And it just simply means to me that people are not paying enough attention to the weight of their dogs, their body condition score. And let me tell you, fat is not love. Fat is trying to kill your dog too soon. So get them on a diet. If you need help, come in. We have all kinds of things to help you with, from foods to containers to tell you how to do it, how to deal with a dog that's skinny and one that's fat in the same house. Those things can all be taken care of. Just come in and let us talk to you about it. The other thing I want to remind you about is older pets. What happens in older pets? They don't see as well. They don't hear as well. Osteoarthritis is just as real in them as it is in us. And digestive problems. You know yourself, if you're getting older, you can't eat some of those foods you ate when you were a teenager. If you do, you're going to be really not feeling very good. Heard it said not too long ago that old age is not for sissies. Well, old age is not for timid dogs and cats either. It's hard on them. We have to take care of them and do the best we can to make their life good as it can possibly be as they age. One thing that I haven't told you that I want to tell you, and I just keep going to stick it in at the end here, and I always run out of time. The winner of our contest to name the name of this program, Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers, I told you I was going to give you a really good prize. I didn't know what it was, but it would be a really good prize. Well, I will tell you now that the prize that I gave the person that named our show here was a year's free supply of veterinary care. She has taken very good advantage of it, so her little contest win, I think, has probably got up to around $800 by now. So You should have tried to name the show if you didn't. If you did, I'm sorry you didn't win, but Dr. Leonard's pet pointers seemed to hit the right chord for us. This is Dr. Leonard at Atlantic Animal Health Center, 1008 West 6th Street in Atlantic, Iowa. And remember, our phone number is always 243-2121. Talk to us about those overweight dogs, the fleas. We're here to help you.